Hi, you're listening to the Geek Dads Podcast, episode number 149. I'm Preston Burt. I'm one of the Geek Dad writers here. And I recorded this podcast with another Geek Dad writer, Kishore Hari, at Dragon Con down in Atlanta. This was recorded Saturday, September 3rd. So we were about halfway through the convention at this point. We had some more to go, but we wanted to share our experiences so far. If you enjoy this podcast, be sure to check out our own individual podcasts. I host the Game Room Junkies podcast, and Kishore hosts the Inquiring Minds podcast on Mother Jones. So hope you enjoy this Geek Dads podcast at Dragon Con.
Welcome to the Geek Dad Podcast. I'm Kishore Hari.
Hey, and I'm Preston Burt, and we are here at Dragon Con 2016.
Yeah, my second year at Dragon Con. How many years for you, Preston?
Oh, gosh. I think this is 14 in a row.
14 in a row.
Yeah.
So. That must mean that this is home.
This is the home show. I was telling you before we started the podcast, I was a kid out of Mississippi. I graduated college. I came to the big city of Atlanta. And had never really been to a conference before, a con like this. And so to come here to something like this, it was love at first sight.
That's awesome. This is my second straight year. And for me, I went last year and I felt like a deer in the headlights. In the sense that I could not believe what I was seeing. Like so many cosplayers in a really different style of con than I had ever been to before. And I had to come back. And this year I came back with a vengeance, I would say.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that. How has your con been so far?
It's been great so far. Having been to so many of them, you see a lot of familiar faces, whether that's, friends, but also some of the guests they have and the speakers they have. So it's good to see some of those familiar faces. But it's also, I always try to make a point to do something different each year that I've done. And so this is the first year that I'm actually going as press. Thank you, Geek Dad. So I was able to do some really cool interviews, press conferences with Brian Henson and Alan Tudyk and Nolan North of Con Man. So
Alan Tudyk was here promoting Con Man?
Yeah, specifically the game. They have a new game that they downloaded in the App Store. And where it's like a Sim-style game where you're building your own convention. Mm-hmm. So that definitely plays into the fans here.
But so tell me, was Alan Tudyk as cool as I want him to be?
He is. He is. And it was him and Nolan North, like I said, and PJ is the executive producer of Con Man. And they all just had a great rapport and were really funny. And the reporters actually didn't get to ask that many questions because those guys were just going off of each other the whole time. It was like a mini panel just for us.
That's great. And I know they have press here and they're doing press availability, right. But it doesn't seem to be as big of a deal as they make it as for like San Diego, where there's like breaking news and stuff. This is no more about like just getting one-on-one time.
I think so. They were going to make an exception and let the AP, apparently they had an AP reporter that was going to come in and interview, and they were told us to hold off 15 minutes. But mostly it's, they give opportunities to some of the smaller time folks. And
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so there's very, very niche podcasts and media outlets that are here, but there's also some big ones, AP and CNN, and we're local here to CNN. So national news does cover it, but they also, because like we've talked about before, this is a convention for the fans, so they really try to give those fan-based media outlets an opportunity to get face-to-face.
So what keeps you coming back for 14 years? What is it about this con?
Well, now it's a familiarity and it's proximity because I'm from Atlanta. So.
Okay, getting past proximity.
Right. I think it'll go back to it's just a homegrown event. I've been to ones that are a little bit more corporate, a little bit more stiff. And this one, there's something for everybody. So it's not just here's a whole bunch of celebrities signing autographs. And it's not just, here's comic books. There is something so varied as a puppetry track. There's an alternate history track. So if you're into any of that stuff, you have your bases covered.
Yeah, and I came here primarily, or initially, because they have a really developed science track.
Yes.
And so I spoke on the science track last year quite a bit. They actually have about 35 to 40 hours total of science programming during the length of a four-day con, which is insane. Mm-hmm. Amount of programming. And this year I'm back on that track. I'm doing 8 different panels. I'm somewhere halfway through, I think, at this point. I'm like 5 deep so far. And it's just great because my first panel was 10 a.m. Friday morning of the con, and it was called The Social Aspects of Space Colonization,
oh, wow.
which is kind of like already a deep dive when it comes to the science. And it's the first session of the con, and it's full. They had to turn away like 50 people out of a 250-person room. And I'm blown away. And that I think that tells you a lot about Dragon Con. There are all these like little fan silos that you can go in. And whether it's science or costuming, or I even went to, I think last year on the podcast I mentioned, I went to like an archery panel where like a guy was making talking about bow and arrow and technique and stuff. Jim McQuarrie must be happy somewhere.
My outside the element panel I went to this year so far was a writer's track panel.
Mm-hmm.
So science fiction writing is really popular. So they have like Jim Butcher's here and Kevin Anderson, who wrote tons of Star Wars novels and stuff. And that place was packed. So it's just one of those things, unless you're looking for it or you're already in it, in that fandom, you don't really know it's there. But once you discover it, you're like, wow, this is huge and legit, just like your science programming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ventured into some of that stuff a few years ago, and I saw your panel last year. And you're right, it's deep, deep dives. It's the deep cuts for the real good fans. So I like it. What's the most interesting one you've seen so far?
So panel-wise, I haven't gone to much outside of science just because my schedule's been pretty packed so far. But last night, this is a little NSFW, I went to a panel called The Quantified Vagina.
All right. How could you not go to panel with that name?
And it was all about this idea that we have, you know, Fitbits to measure our health and activity, and there's this been emergence of apps and devices to track components like that. And it was sort of like a frank late night panel for adults only, but it was also just like really exuberant and fun, but still had depth of content to it. So even that panel started at like 10 o'clock last night, and so it ended at 11. Even then, people are like learning and engaged and into it. We would be remiss for not reporting Dragon Con for what it is, which is it's called Nerdy Gras. It is a giant party.
Yes.
And while there is lots of family-friendly stuff, including the parade and some other activities, it's really a big party.
Yeah. After 8 p.m., it's pretty much safe to go ahead and put the kids to bed because you're going to see some things that they may not be able to scrub out of their minds.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun.
I have to say, the thing that brought me back, and this year is kind of an interesting year for me because I went to San Diego for the first time in about a decade this year, and came to this. The reason I came back is last year I was wandering around and I kind of came without a lot of prep. So I just came with like, you know, my comic t-shirts. That's it. I didn't really cosplay. But I saw so many outfits that were just sort of strewn together. They weren't professionally done. There almost felt like maybe like one in four, one in five people were cosplaying, if not higher.
Right.
And so I felt really invited to do cosplay because I'm not a professional by any stretch of the imagination. So this year I came packing heat. So I came with three different cosplays, one that has been terrifyingly popular so far. So I went as Alex is from The Expanse on the first day because I was on an Expanse panel, which was great. And then I'm going as a stonecutter from The Simpsons tonight, which makes me so happy deep down. And I went as Mayor McCheese from McDonald's.
Which you are currently dressed as, minus the hat right now. And it's just, ladies and gentlemen, it's just fabulous. It's got velour. It's to the nines.
Yeah, I have a giant cheeseburger in my head. But it's it's just been amazing walking around and people just, you know, stopping me with my sort of kludge together outfit and, like, taking pictures. And it's that sort of celebratory environment. It can't be beat. It's my favorite con that
it
I go to.
And it's so encouraged. So, like I mentioned, we try something new every year. I didn't cosplay or dress in costumes for probably the first 8 or 9 years. And then, but, you know, being surrounded by it and seeing it and seeing not only the artistry that some people have, but also just the fun that people put into it, just throwing things together just to make it fun and inviting, I couldn't not be a part of that. And so we ventured slowly, my group of friends and I, when I say we, who come together to the con every year, we ventured slowly with just doing one costume and then slowly growing. And so this year, I've had four costumes I did one that's really comes easily to me because I've been called Sheldon so much in my life already. I just figured let's just embrace it. So I got the Flash t-shirt and walked around as Sheldon, and I got a ton of bazingas. And then I did a very easy King of the Hill cosplay, just standing around drinking a beer. That was fun. And then last night we did Stranger Things. We had a whole crew, 11. We had a guy blacked out his teeth to be the Dustin kid.
Sheriff.
Yeah, we had the sheriff. I was Will. And I had the, we were so nerdy, I had an exact replica of the walkie-talkie that he used in the thing.
It's great.
And then tonight we're going back to an old favorite from last year, which is Revenge of the Nerds and Tri-Lams.
I have to say, I mean, this is a Geek Dad podcast. We should talk about, you know, parenting side of things. I've noticed this year more kids than I remember from last year. Now, certainly, they're mostly there during the day. But if you have the kind of kid that loves, like, cosplaying and dressing up and that kind of stuff, this is a great con for you because it's just so prolific everywhere.
It is.
At the same time, what I would find challenging about bringing my kid here is that it's so crowded. I mean, there's like 80,000 people or something here. And so it's a lot of the day is spent just in log jams trying to get from point A to point B, which is different from San Diego, which is just standing in line.
Sure.
This isn't standing in line con. But so if you're if your child can kind of handle that, I think it's wonderful. And the parade is such a great experience. If I was a parent, if I could bring him just for the parade, I would do that.
And that was my daughter's first point of entry last year. I have a now 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we of course wanted them both to be able to experience it, but we thought 6 last year for my daughter was probably a good starting point for her. And so they just went to the parade. That's all they did. They went to the parade and they had the best time because it's the biggest parade in Atlanta. There's 80,000 people that come out to see it. The parade lasts over an hour of just seeing costumes go by, and not just like ones and twos, but like groups. The entire periodic table of the elements, folks, is covered here. And they loved it. It was an absolute blast.
That's the only thing that I wish I would do year over year. That parade feels like such a constant. I've never been in the parade after the couple years, so I think I'm putting that on my agenda for next year. And I have an idea. Okay, don't steal this, Geek Dad listeners. So there's a Star Trek group that goes out, and they're all in their various uniforms. I want to coordinate a red shirts group that like dies in the middle of the parade.
I hate to burst your bubble.
That happens?
It already happens.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, every year they have just red shirts dying off left and right.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's great. I got to be part of that next year. That's fantastic. That's what are you looking forward to the rest of your con?
So tonight there's a band called Here Comes the Mummies, and there have been a few times. So Dragon Con has a regular music nightlife, and they always highlight some lesser known bands, some that are familiar to other people but maybe not to me. But every year you kind of discover somebody new, and so I'm wearing their t-shirt right now. In like 2009 or 2010, I heard I Fight Dragons here for the first time, and they became my all-time favorite band. Last year they had a group called Here Come the Mummies, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners know. I didn't, but it's like a big brass band, but they're dressed as mummies, and they're legit awesome. And so that vibe was great. So we're gonna go check that out tonight. What about you?
Tonight I'm going. I'm getting initiated into the Stonecutters, which involves a Padlin. For anyone that knows what that's about. And then I'm just gonna wander around with the Stonecutters, and we'll sing our Stonecutter songs. I've always wanted to check out the Last Night on Alderaan party, which just is a perfect frame for a party for me.
It's perfect.
And that's the one thing. I really didn't go to many parties last year, so I totally want to check that out. And then I'm going to check out, I'm hoping to check out some of the variety acts. So some of like a lot of con staples like Pollen Storm and the Double Clicks are here. And I'm hoping to just check out a couple of those acts as well. And then I have like a full day more of science tomorrow before I head out. So I have a lot of panels in my future. But honestly, I think I would come back one year soon and probably skip all the panels and just go do cosplay and photo shoots and and gaming. I haven't even made it to the gaming area.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole other beast. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and there's a whole area of the con that I haven't even been to this year, because the con is basically a set of hotels all interconnected to each other. And there's one hotel that's not quite connected, the Westin, that has like a Whedonverse track, and like all the steampunk people are in it. So I feel like there's always going to be elements of this con that I uncover.
Oh yeah, every year it grows. Just when you think you've done it all, some new track develops, or some new fandom pops up, or you discover something that's been happening for the past however many years. Dragon Con now celebrating its 30th anniversary. So, there's definitely something for you to do every year.
And I have to say this, after going to San Diego this year, which is, for all its glory, is a very highly commercial con.
Yeah.
There's a Hollywood vibe to it, naturally. But there's a real focus on the exhibit hall and spending money and doing this stuff. And while Dragon Con has that area, I feel like it's a whole lot less about that.
Right. It is not the focus.
It's not the focus at all. And there's something about that I really appreciate, that it's just about doing your deep dive into cosplaying and fandom. There's a sort of a sweetness to it too. Maybe I'm just knocked down by the sweetness of Southern hospitality, but people have been incredibly nice and gracious all over the place.
Yeah, if you're looking for a welcoming convention, this is the home for you. Southern hospitality at its finest. Dragon Con with its 30th anniversary, they're obviously doing it right. So I think that's going to about do it for us here at the Geek Dad Podcast. We have some con-in to do. Go out, enjoy the rest of Dragon Con, and be sure to look out for our coverage of Dragon Con 2016 on geekdad.com, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.